it out here and see. Now, Mr. what's your full name, your whole name?
Cut it off a minute.
So you go back.
So my name is Mamie. And M-A-M-I-E.
You're married.
Yes.
But your given name wasn't Mamie, then?
No. It was Mary Elizabeth.
And the town, right, there's a town here named Mamie.
Yes, okay, named after me. Uh-huh.
And where were you born?
I was born in Hidalgo. And the proper way to pronounce that is Hidalgo, because it was named after Father Hidalgo, a priest. But we always called it Hidalgo.
Did anybody call it Hidalgo?
No.
And what's your address here in
Street?
And your age now?
Well, I can't lie about that. 86. I was born in 1888. 1889. My mother married in 88, so I was born in 89.
Did you ever have a job? Did you ever work at all?
Never had to work in my life.
Okay. And what's your religion?
Catholic.
But you were telling me yesterday that while you were a Catholic, there were other religions in your family.
Oh, yes. My father was a Presbyterian. And my husband was a devout Methodist, but a very broad-minded Methodist. And so we had and we all got along. I mean, no one, perhaps none of us was really and truly devout, but we always went to church. Well, he'd go out the back door and I'd go out the front door. So, because the Methodist church is over here, you know. He had his Sunday school class. And my church was down this way. So.
What about your mother?
What about my mother?
Religion.
Oh, she was Catholic. You see, that's the Catholicism is on my mother's side. They're Irish. See, that's where they...
So that's where you're
that's where it started, yes.
You were telling me yesterday about the interesting schools you went to. Tell me about that again, from the first.
Well, I grew up in a town where you don't say you were the only white child, because that's, I mustn't say that anymore, but there were other American families, but the men had married Mexican women, Spanish women, very fine women, and were friends of our family. And we went to school, and my aunt taught school. And then the only English we'd hear was at school, except when we'd go out and play, and then we'd play with the Mexicans. So when we'd come home, we would forget. So we'd talk, we would a whole lot rather speak Spanish. But my mother was determined that we should speak English, because that was the only place where we learned to speak our language. So then I was 13 when she passed away. And my father did not want me to, you know, remain in a school that was 99 plus percent